You are now tuned in to the AO Podcast Network.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back for another episode. Another week has gone past, and we are still here living, thriving, and having a good time. I am Mark, one of the hosts of the Three Bud Podcast, here with my co-hosts and friends.
What's up, everybody? This is Davey.
Hey, guys. It's Naomi.
And let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, we're the Three Buds.
Damn, for a second I thought we were all going to be like, and we're the Three Buds.
And we're the Three Buds.
I was like, I'm not
all out of sync.
That's the only way it's allowed, you know? It has to be out of sync.
Absolutely, absolutely. And before we begin, we do want to encourage everyone to join in with us, smoke up with us, spark up, unless you're driving, working, pregnant.
Blaze up.
Or on probation. Don't. But other than that, join us. Join us for a nice little sesh. We're going to smoke up. Today's episode is sponsored by your neighborhood street pharmacist and Dolato, which is a hybrid of Do-Si-Do and Gelato. So we're going to spark up. We hope you do the same. We hope you stick around for some fun. But yeah, we hope you all spark up and join us on this adventure that we are about to go on with each other and with you.
So enjoy.
Yay!
Let's roll up.
Ew! Why you say that?
Oh my god! I can't wait.
Davey's on white girl spring break time right now.
Daytona Beach spring break. Let's get dirty.
Stop. So how are you guys feeling today? How's life been treating you since last episode? Got everything going good? Smooth?
Yeah, man. You know, can't complain. Good health. You know, still alive. In this world that we call Earth. So it's not bad, you know?
Yeah, same here.
Amen,
I mean, I can't complain about anything. Life's doing pretty good. Life's doing its thing.
Life's good, health's good.
You know, obviously there's no struggles.
Good, your mind's good.
Yeah, my mental health is pretty good.
Everyone's mental health's good.
I've been self-caring a lot.
Take care of that shit, though.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
If you're listening pretty in decent. And you're going through a dark time, take care of your mental health first. Tell your friends they could wait. You come first. Be selfish.
Accurate.
Yeah.
But here we are. Oh, God. This thing already went out. Hold on.
Damn, Mark. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You got to do the
you
got to
do the spin
circle.
Thing. Yeah.
I know.
Everybody do your smoking rituals
right
whatever now.
Whatever the smoking ritual is for you, make sure you do it. Share with us. Let us know. Follow us on Twitter if you aren't already at the Three Buds Pod. We like to engage with our followers, and we're trying to get our follower count up, obviously.
Yeah, make sure you follow the right one, too, because there's a few others on there. They don't have pod in there, but they, you know, pretty similar to our
Yeah, there's a few phonies.
Domain.
But they ain't shit.
There's a few phonies. Ooh. But
they ain't shit.
When you see the Abbey, you know what's real.
We the real ones.
But here we are. We're going to dive right in. All the banter has been pushed aside. We just started this session up, and so now let's get into the thick of things with two C's. Thick. So I'm gonna hit y'all with the quick hits real quick.
Ooh.
These are the weekly news related cannabis related news articles. These are the quick hits. I'm gonna rattle them off. If y'all want to me to divulge into any of them, expand on it, let me know. Rolling Stone Curaleaf, which it's actually a sub-company of Curaleaf Select. They have formed a partnership. So Rolling Stone and Select have formed a partnership for pre-rolls and pod inhalation devices. So now the Rolling Stone, you can actually be rolling up a joint. Well, it's actually pre-rolled, but interesting.
That is it. Pretty interesting. I can't. Yeah. Lie. And Rolling Stones, cool. As in like
the magazine. Yes.
Oh, okay.
The publishing company. Yes.
Got you.
A New Jersey medical cannabis user. Actually, this, I'm going to push this one aside because we're actually going to talk about this at the end. It relates to something we talked about in last week's pod.
Okay.
So moving on from that, Connecticut has officially legalized adult use of cannabis in a very close 19 to 17 approval vote. You can now have 1.5 ounces in public, 5 ounces at home or in your glove compartment.
Yay!
You can grow up to 6 plants. And they're also putting forth steps so that people who are working in the cannabis sector can unionize and ensure that 65% of the ownership in those companies benefits communities that have been most impacted by the war on drugs. So huge shout out to Connecticut legislation. They did the damn thing.
CT, baby.
And like we said, in one of the pods, I was a heavy advocate, like, hey, these companies should start putting back into the communities who have been affected by it. It's awesome to see that legally they are protecting that.
But we're going to save for last.
No, we're going to save another one for last. That's
just
another
one. Oh, it's the name.
The NFL and the NFLPA, the Players Association, are going to be awarded $1 million in funding of cannabis and CBD studies for pain management. So they're going to look into the effects, the pros and cons of marijuana and CBD in athletes, especially in the NFL. Yeah, huge.
Shout out to the Giants.
Shout out to
what the hell just happened? Did I say that? Shout out to the Giants. What the fuck? That's so trippy, dog.
I definitely thought he was saying that.
No.
I like looked over at him and
bro,
I was like,
bro, at first I thought it was John saying some shit. Oh my God, everybody.
That's your voice.
He got that sound like from last week's episode.
It's great. Damn, dog. Shout out to the Giants.
Yo, he deep faked you.
Damn, I do sound like John sometimes.
Moving on.
Yeah, come on.
A Minnesota medical cannabis company is going to begin testing and studying on psychedelics. So this is really interesting. We saw earlier this year that I believe Oregon decriminalized mushrooms, psilocybin.
I think they did more than mushrooms, right?
But that was the big one.
Okay. That was the big one.
Mushrooms really do have a positive impact and a positive effect on a lot of people's mindsets, especially like veterans and people who have suffered from very, very traumatic events, like heavy PTSD. So round of applause. Can we get a round of applause for Minnesota? And their cannabis companies out there. They really do believe that it can help on the opioids crisis that is happening in America. So I'm really curious to see how that goes. And huge shout out to them.
Yeah.
Moving on from that, another topic we covered, the Delta 8 THC that we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago. They're actually going to start doing studies into the safety of it.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily on the Delta 8 THC compound, but more so the effects that product is giving, is allowing other things to happen. So the whole fake cannabis thing that's going on, you know what I mean? Like how it's going to be affecting states who don't have legalized weed and all that. The ACLU did a poll and it found that two thirds of Americans support decriminalizing drugs. Duh, no fucking brainer there. They also have done a study that youth weed use remains steady after legalization. So there was the big thing, you know, weed is a gateway drug. You start smoking weed, or in the states that it's legal, you legalize this, so now it's going to be easier for kids to access it, and they are going to increase the amount of kids smoking weed. And that's not true. They found that there is no correlation, no noticeable correlation. So busting myths, one joint at a time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bust.
Very last one before we get into the one I want to talk about. The state of Virginia has officially launched a website on their legalization of medical marijuana and the laws surrounding it. So to me, this is a really, really big understressed article because it's showing that now on a government level, states are willing to fund knowledge to the people, positive knowledge.
Okay.
You know, they're actively trying to make it very clear on what is legal and what is not legal when it comes to smoking weed in this state. So huge shout out to Virginia.
Shout out. Beautiful state,
beautiful people.
VA.
VA is for lovers, as the saying goes.
Yeah, shout out to John. You're a VA, former VA resident.
But the, so and that, the that's Giants. It. That's it for the quick hits. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Those are just some breaking news in the cannabis world of today.
Huh.
But the one thing I wanted to get into, and then we can go on from here, is we talked about that case with the employee who was fired because
he was, because
the driver?
Yeah.
Okay.
He applied for a job, and he was denied because he uses medical marijuana to treat his seizures. But he was applying to be a driver. So, I mean, there was a bit of a liability. So he didn't get that job.
So we were talking about the whole legality of the lawsuit, right?
Like, is this
fair? Turns out, fast forward, here we are. And a New Jersey medical cannabis user is actually filing a lawsuit against his former employer.
Oh, where?
Because they fired him for off-duty marijuana use.
What?
So he was in an accident at work in 2016. In 2016. 2 years later, in 2018, he legally went and got his medical marijuana card.
Okay.
And here we are, December of 2020. So late last year, he was fired because they asked him to do a random drug test. He told his boss, hey, I'm going to fail. This is my medical marijuana card. I can legally smoke it. The boss said, take it or just get fired. He took it. He failed. He got fired. So now he's suing the former employer. It's a big thing. I mean, this is going to be a very big case in the grand scheme of things, because it's going to kind of shift how states are looking at weed use on an employment level, how jobs can consider it, because then there's the whole thing, like, how do you really test if someone is high at that time, right?
I know, right? That's the thing. Like, you cannot prove that they're, like, using while they're working.
Exactly. Like, it's you like, take a drug test, it's going to come back positive because you smoked weed at a certain time.
Yeah.
How do you prove that someone is high at the current time? Any ideas?
I don't think you can.
I don't have an answer for this. So I'm genuinely
curious. Do they have breathalyzers now for that?
For weed? I'm sure they do, but
I feel like that's the only time you could technically do that, right?
You know, but like I could be fucking plastered if I got like tinctures, right? Or like what, just covered my arm in those patches.
Yeah,
be walking around like a zombie.
You would still have like that pop if.
But
anything
you would pass a breathalyzer. So how do you really test this?
Oh, that's true. Go.
I just picture like, remember those memes where it's like, and it's usually like a comic book drawing, and it's like, oh man. Oh, hanging on the ledge. And then he's like, grab my hand, right?
Oh, my God.
He said, grab my hand. He's like, I can't. He's like, why? Because you're too high. And then you see his face, and he's like, what?
I you showed me this. I remember this. And he was actually high as fuck.
Yeah, you see his face. He's like, what? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like that's the way that you can fucking fail that shit right off. They'd be like, look at your face. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
I feel like I don't be looking that high, though.
There's like the field sobriety test that they do for weed, but like,
how can you tell if you're currently on it? Like, right?
Or like, okay, so should employers start getting training and how to test if your employee is high? Like,
yeah, but this how is, would this is, yeah, the training? Like, that, there's no way of saying. Telling if that's you're high saying. At like, the moment.
In my eyes, the defendant he's legally allowed within the state to smoke.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you're allowed to do that.
Like. He has his license. He's legally able to do that. His job fires him for doing something he's legally able to do. So do jobs start having to, are they going to start having to like differentiate? Are they going to have to make certain rules for marijuana users? Like,
no, for
what
real,
is the future of this going to look like? It's much more than, oh, this guy's filing a lawsuit. Like, no, this could really shift the entire scope of employment with marijuana and how employers can or can't treat you. Your
that
ability
is so
to fucking go
crazy.
Into work high as fuck. I know so many people who go to work high. I don't condone that. But hey, it's each their own.
I don't ever smoke when I'm working.
But like legally, there's going to be a lot of different implications on this. So I'm pretty interested. I'm going to follow this case hopefully in the next week's
that is so
episode or somewhere down the road in this season. I can come back with the verdict of this lawsuit.
Yeah, for real. That's super interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely got to keep us posted. Yeah. Because like, if you think about it, like, why are you being like fired for something that you're allowed to do? Mm-hmm. Really?
We get back to this case like in and a like few months
from
now.
For the guy with the seizures, like that is the one thing that's keeping him from having seizures, but you can't get a job.
It's going to be very interesting. And this is someone who, I'm not sure if he was injured at that job on the job, but he was injured on the job.
Hmm.
And because of his injury at work, he started taking, legally smoking weed, and now he's getting fired for doing that. So it's
wow.
This is very interesting. I'm very curious to see what happens. But yeah, have you guys heard any crazy news this week?
Let me see. So I actually have seen a few articles that I want to actually talk about. Like, actually have a weed related topic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right. A weed related article that I saw. Did you see what Mrs. Washington State is doing to get people to get a vaccination?
Vaccination for COVID?
Yeah.
I'm assuming because it's weed related that they're going to be awarding weed in some form.
Yeah.
Straight up. What's up?
Yeah. They call it joints for jabs.
Joints for jabs.
That's legit the name.
These motherfuckers are losers.
Click on the
dog.
Click on
Wait,
the
where they do that at? Where do they do that at?
Washington State. Washington State. Oh yeah, let's go. All right.
What?
Joints for jabs. You guys are fucking losers. That's a terrible name for this campaign.
I think it's a hilarious name. Just think about the person who like thought of it. They're like, "Yo, I'm gonna say something crazy, but I don't think it'll get approved." And then they put it in. They're like, "You know what? That's actually a pretty good name for this. Let's do
it."
They
just ran with it.
Yeah, they just ran with it. And he was like, "Oh shit!"
Wow. So they're gonna provide one pre-rolled joint to a person 21 years or older.
It's gonna be the small
COVID
ass
vaccine.
It's gonna be like two.
That's wild.
Does it say what vaccine you have to get?
Oh, no. I don't know. Let's find out. Like
an adult customer who received the COVID-19 vaccination at an in-store vaccination clinic. Wait, they got vaccination clinics at the dispensaries? Is that what they're trying to say here?
I think so.
That's wild.
I actually seen one. I seen
like
one.
Like they're probably giving
the other
the
day.
Washington
like
State, you are a
dispensary.
Wild place.
Yeah.
Yo, would you
shout
ever?
Out to y'all because y'all crazy as fuck.
Yo, go down. Does it say anywhere where it says barely. Like the which one that they're getting?
No,
oh, no, that's
it.
The end of it.
It's the
damn,
end of that article.
Short ass fucking article. I remember I read through it really fast, right? And I was like, "Oh, there must be more." But I'll just
that
let,
was
me,
it,
let me
that
go
was
back.
It.
He just finished. Yeah.
I was like, "Let me go back."
But it's very interesting.
Yo, that is interesting.
I'm halfway vaxxed.
So you vaxxed. You're just not vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm not vaccinated. I only got the first half. Did either of you guys get vaccinated? This is a no judgment zone, by the way.
Not yet.
Whether or not you want to or you don't, the choice is yours.
I actually have a funny story about that real quick, though. I have a friend who just got vaccinated. And, you know, I tend to ask, like, the people who are getting their second one or about to or something like that. Like, I ask how they feel, right? So I asked him, like, "Hey, how was your second shot?" He was like, "Oh, it was great." He's like, "Did you get yours yet?" I was like, "Not yet. Maybe I'll wait until it's FDA approved, but I'm not 100% sure. But I'm inching closer every day to getting it."
Okay.
But he's like, "Man, it's all right. It's GDA approved." And I was like, "The fuck is the GDA?" And I was like the Global Drug Association. And he was like, "Nah, those are my initials, bro. Just go ahead and get it." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
So this man just co-signed the vaccine.
Yeah,
all right,
he did.
That's fair.
I was like, okay. He honestly could have went ahead and said, like, "Yeah, the Global Drug," and I would
like, "You would have never looked into it." Like,
yeah, I would never. I'd be like, "Damn, did you guys know that the Global Drug Association?" Go out with that fake news real quick.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah. Anything for you though?
Huh?
What's up?
Nothing.
You said wow. Well, we can go on to the next one that I saw over here, and it's the Bitcoin milestone.
Okay. With
what is it?
Explain to us.
Like, El Salvador is the first country to accept Bitcoin as like an actual currency. Like, click on the article real quick.
Sorry. El Salvador has become the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to El Salvador.
Yeah. Talk about cryptocurrencies. Like, do you feel confident behind cryptocurrency and that it's going to be like a future currency of, or
Like a future widespread. I mean, like, it's pretty popular. Like,
it's very popular.
A lot of people pay.
What, Bitcoin?
And not just Bitcoin, yeah. Just in
cryptocurrencies.
There's a lot of cryptocurrency options and tokens and things out there in the world that are these these items that are made, and they have a value, and the value just adjusts as the market adjusts, you know?
True.
And so I think that it does. I think in the future, Bitcoin does become like a national currency, like a legal tender in other countries. There's a lot of places in the world where you can buy things with Bitcoin, and I don't think that enough people realize that. I think a lot of people think that it's just like this made up thing.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys have any sort of currency like that? Isn't it super expensive to get a Bitcoin?
Well, Bitcoin is pretty expensive right now. For like one, it's like, and do you know what the price is? I think it's a seven figure.
No.
No, not seven, seven figure. My bad.
It's probably it's in a 30 five or figure. 40,000.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was saying maybe around 40. Like, I want to guess like 47K.
I'll tell you right now. You need now.
Some Bitcoin. For one Bitcoin.
For one Bitcoin?
To buy a single Bitcoin.
So or you can just buy. El Salvador just like.
But you don't own a single Bitcoin. I mean, you can own multiple Bitcoins. Yeah. So that's completely fair. Right now, it's at 36,000.
Okay. So you need 36,000 to buy one whole Bitcoin,
To buy one whole Bitcoin.
True.
Yeah.
And but you can buy fractional. You can buy fractions of a cryptocurrency. And to answer your question, if I have any Bitcoin, I don't have any Bitcoin, but I have money in other cryptocurrencies.
Other cryptocurrency, yeah.
I do think that cryptocurrency as a whole is a thing of the future for sure, man. Like, people need to start doing their own research. Like, there's so many different ways to make money out here that it's fucking crazy. Like, there's no reason why people should be struggling. You know what I'm saying? It's insane, and I do think that is going to be a thing of the future.
Yeah,
man, stabs like, another
like Blade Runner, like Blade Runner future. That's what I could picture, and we just spending
that new Blade Runner movie was terrible.
Was it? I heard terrible. The effects were really good.
I fell asleep watching it.
Twice. Oh, I can't. Have you seen the original Blade Runner though?
I have.
Did you enjoy it?
I used to like those movies so much. Okay.
So this is one that I had. Like, I don't know if I'm sure you already have. Do you already have an article for this person should have smoked?
Go for it, man.
Okay. So this one that I saw is like, this is like a candidate for this week's this person should have smoked or something, or I don't know. I
sent it's back really anything. Yeah, the perfect candidate for person really should have just smoked.
Yeah, it's like, man stabs another with sword during argument over TV remote. And this happened in the great area of Central Florida, everybody.
I saw Fox 35. I was like, that's Florida.
Yeah.
Why I gotta always be a Florida man?
Damn. Okay, police saying argument over a TV remote control ended with one man being stabbed
in Titusville,
everybody. Damn, dog. Keep going down really quick.
54 I years old, if you're fighting over a TV remote control.
What the fuck?
With a sword.
Yo, you just took somebody's whole... Like, you stab somebody because of a TV remote. What can make you that angry?
With a sword.
A sword.
Hey, man. Yeah, that guy definitely should have...
He should have smoked before he stabbed somebody.
Bro, you should have just gone, packed a bowl, and you and your boy could have found something funny to watch on TV.
They were drunk, though, too. And if you see this guy's, like, mug...
Oh, my God.
Yo, honestly, this guy's mugshot is, like, what people probably picture when people say Florida man.
Nah, yeah. He doesn't look wild enough.
Bro,
like,
what?
He doesn't.
Like, you throw, bro, I throw a hat on him, he's going to ask for money at a light.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you, like, fucking wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's homeless people out there that are truly, like, good people.
And then there's homeless people out there
that are, like, mentally just on another level, you know? And shit happens, man. But he doesn't look like a crazy Florida man.
Okay.
He looks like a homeless person.
I like the positivity and the
and
the benefit of the doubt. You never know someone really.
Hey, man, there's crazy.
I mean, he definitely looked like he had a super rough night.
He looked raggedy, bro.
He looked like he went through some
big
bushy
beard.
What the hell is this? France is sending a second Statue of Liberty to the U.S. Are they taking back the? Are they taking the first one? Are they repoing us?
I don't know.
But it's in like that original copper, so it's not green yet. So it's gonna be. Oh, but it's God. Very short. It's short what though. It's the like
fuck.
What is it? 10 feet tall. And it was made in 2009.
What the
exact
hell
replica
is this?
Of the original?
Wow.
Damn, that's pretty cool. And it
only weighs 1,000 pounds and it's just shy of 10 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to.
Where are they going to put
where
that?
You put this?
Thanks, France.
Where are they gonna put that?
Thanks, guys.
I mean, it looks cool. Like, man, they should really.
Ain't that know.
They
some,
should really take
yo.
Care of the current one and make it shiny again. But
well, I mean, I yo, like how it looks green, though. It's kind of cool. But yeah, I don't know.
This
don't
is
know.
Funny.
It's going. I forgot where it's gonna go. It's going somewhere else in New York City.
There's
so everybody else
going
to take a picture.
These people are sending them another a mini
a
statue.
Whole
of
statue.
I wonder
of Liberty.
What we have on them that we could just they could just like, hey, here's another Statue of Liberty. Like, yeah, just don't do anything.
I don't
that's
even think
weird.
It's that.
I
don't even think
it.
I don't know.
Wait,
just
well,
conspiracy
hey,
theory
shout out
thinking.
To, shout out to France.
Yeah,
ooh,
I
conspiracy
appreciate
theory.
That.
Going into
no, we're saving theory. That for the guest, a certain guest. We're saving the conspiracy
okay.
episode.
Okay.
I definitely want a whole Three Buds podcast on just conspiracies.
All right.
It's my favorite.
All right, I'm excited.
All right. Did you guys hear about the hospital employees that suspended? Were suspended for not agreeing to take a COVID vaccination down in Houston.
Wow.
Yeah,
what?
It's kind
of
nearly
25,000 of Houston Methodist staff members have been fully inoculated against COVID-19 as a part of vaccination requirements announced in April.
Damn. Huh. That is crazy. But I mean,
they had
like,
a sign that said job or jab. What the hell is up with these people?
But yeah, so with that being said, though, that's just crazy to me. Like, honestly, I feel like it should be people's like choice to take the vaccine or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should still be like free to like have people have that decision in their head. But like, man, saying like you're gonna lose your job, like that's an ultimatum, man. That's like people shouldn't be put on there, especially now at times, right?
Oh, it says that they did not get religious or medical exemptions.
Oh. Okay, well, I mean.
And they were suspended without pay, including 27 who are only partly vaccinated. So that'd be me. I would have been fired.
Yeah, but they're like, yo, I'm getting it in 2 weeks. They're like, I just got it yesterday.
That's wild. Hey, man.
Damn.
For real. You got suspended for that?
I need to take a smoke break after listening to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with that. Everybody, go take smoke a smoke break. Excuse
yeah,
me.
We're back. We're back. Sorry, guys. We had to take a little smoke break there. We hope you did as well.
Smoke break.
Yeah. So, what's up? Talk to us.
Man.
Let's talk to the people.
Alrighty. Let's talk to the people. People, talk to us. Oh, wait, you can't.
Not well, quite I found something that was kind of interesting, you guys.
What is this interesting topic you have?
I seen something earlier that said that weed is like stronger now than it was back in the day.
Completely agree.
You think so?
Yeah. I just go off of like I've actually had like some friends that they actually don't smoke weed now because it's super strong compared to like when they were smoking like fucking bush weed when they were like
bush
in
weed.
Fucking middle school or some shit like that. And they're like, yeah, that was stuff I'm used to, but I took a hit of that shit. Man, it's 10 times stronger, man. Now, you get super lit. That's the devil's the devil's lettuce.
Oh, my God.
I have a friend who said that to me. I was like, man, dog, so you just like bad weed then? But then, I don't know. Maybe it's just not as... It a lot of people were putting, like, enough effort into it to get, like, the good stuff and make it...
Oh, and
I just feel like... I don't know. I definitely feel like the weed is probably stronger now than it was, you know, when in the olden days when people were smoking it back in my day.
Yeah.
But
I mean, technically they smoked just as, I mean, they smoked more, but we just get higher quicker to that level, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also feel like even for me smoking, like we used to like fucking smoke a lot of fucking weed. Mm-hmm. A lot. Like, get smacked. Yo,
for real. Rolled up. And that, now, all the time. Like, back to back.
And now, I could smoke a little joint, pack a bowl, yeah, and, like, get just as high, but and fully functional. And I'd be toasted. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Weed is definitely getting stronger. Yeah. I mean, there's
so basically
there's some shit that's like over 30% THC. Like,
yeah,
what?
Over 50%? What?
I feel like that doesn't even matter. I think what's really important is the actual terpenes in the plant.
Yeah,
like you have to go for what terpenes are gonna make you feel good. You know,
for sure, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
it's like the more terpenes, the better. Technically,
I want the most doink.
Fat doinks.
The most doinks of the terpenes.
Yo, people always used to come to the dispensary and be like, I just want the highest THC.
Like, not even knowing.
Yeah, like they didn't even care what it was. It was just whatever's the highest THC. And I'd be like, okay, this.
high selling.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is too, because it's like the higher THC, it's like the higher price that is. I think it was like 50.
That's the game right there.
That's like tier 1's 50. Yeah. Oof. Tier 2 was like 42. And then tier 3 was 36. Pretty sure.
Interesting.
How many people will come in for that 36 tier?
A lot of people did. A lot of people. Yeah. I mean, get it how you can. I mean,
yeah, I know.
There's people out here getting whatever.
The people getting the $50.
I mean, it's still
one,
doing
man.
The job, yeah. Technically, yeah. For them, you know?
Those are the people that you're hustling.
Yeah,
the
as long as that shit gets, as long as it gets me high and just, like, you know, I don't need to get completely smacked nowadays. Like, I could smoke and just chill.
Yeah.
I don't smoke to get fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, I smoke to relax and chill and...
Yeah. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Like with yourself.
If I was out here smoking dabs and shit on the daily, like we used to, I'd be like a walking fucking zombie right now. Like, shout out to the people who smoke dabs on the regular. Like, honestly, shout out to
a lot of them.
Y'all different breed.
Yeah, y'all a different breed.
For real.
I used to like do respect dabs to a y'all. Lot too.
I cannot do that shit, man.
Those videos of the dudes doing like, and here I have a 2-pound dab.
2-pound dab.
And then it's a long ass strip ribbon, and they're standing up. Yeah, they burnish it, and it's just like, and legit, it takes like a minute for it to completely be fucking into the dab. And then on top of that, they put a fucking topper thing, and they're just like,
yeah, no. You have, anyone who does that, you have true iron lungs. Mm-hmm. You,
yeah,
no, you're not true.
And their last name has to be Ortega.
Iron lungs, Ortega.
You guys are a different breed for real. That's
yeah. Shout out to those.
And shout out to however you're smoking weed, like
yeah, any way you get it, man.
Like you said,
any way you get it, yo.
Get it how you can. You know?
Get it how you can.
Everybody, check out our merch shop. Shirts that say any way you can get it, and it's just I'll be like.
She's shrugging.
Wow. Okay.
Not bad.
I'll just make a sticker of myself like that.
All right. Oh, so what we got here? So, on to the next.
Now, so I have a question.
Let me hear this question.
Do you guys feel like when you smoke weed, when you get high, your flavor profile changes? Like what you like to eat?
Oh, okay. I thought it was like the flavor in your ear, bro.
I'm spitting. Flavor.
I have no idea what that means at all.
Like the flavor in your ear.
Yeah, no.
Okay, but like, yeah. So you're talking about food wise, like, your taste buds, like, yeah. And stuff. Okay.
Or like, have you ever gotten so high that you didn't want to eat something that you're like, oh, nah, I can't do that.
No, I've never felt like that. I like everything that I like when I'm high, when I'm not high, to be real.
A lot
of stuff that I do not like, I will definitely not try when I'm high, to be real.
That's what he's saying, though, right?
Yeah.
It's whatever you're in the mood for, you know, like.
But would you eat some shit that you don't like and you're just high as fuck, but you're like, fuck, I'm eating.
No, I feel like you don't purposely eat things that you don't like, but.
No.
I don't know, like. I feel like I've smoked before and I've thought about getting some food. Like, I'm like, damn, this might be fire right now. This is gonna hit so good. And you get it and you're like, wow, this is
like, it didn't hit the expectation.
Yeah, like at all. You know, like that shit is the worst feeling.
Ugh. No, I feel that, because then you're like, damn.
You're just disappointed. You're high and you're disappointed.
Yeah. And then you feel like you have to get something else to eat.
Yeah, something that just didn't slap, you know, like
that shit.
That risky place that you wouldn't normally like.
Oh, that's the Fresco melt for me, dog. That's why you go with something, dog, that you always gonna slap.
Yo,
no,
you're
matter
addicted
what, dog,
to those Fresco melts.
They're so good, dog. I need a
true
comeback,
life.
Though. I really
Davey's
need a comeback.
Addicted to Fresco melts because yeah, it's like that,
Steak
dog.
Steak and Shake sponsor this, man.
Duh,
Steak
I don't even.
Shake.
Yo, for real.
Sponsor us.
Yo,
it's gotten to the point.
Commercial.
I can't tell you what number it is, but I just tell them the number. I'm like, yo, let me get the number 7 with a lemonade.
Oh my god!
I hit the Rio on them.
Shut up.
Yo, let me get the number 8. Just let me get the number 8. Wait, let me.
Shut up. Yo, I love that series so much. Good Girls is my shit.
Yeah, everybody, check out Good Girls if you haven't already. But so, with that being said, there's a myth that we saw.
Oh yeah.
All right, that has to do with food.
Yeah, for real. So, I mean, since we're talking about flavor profiles and stuff, there's a myth that says that munchies aren't, like, real. People don't believe that, like, you get high and you get the munchies and it's associated to you being hungry. Right?
How do you guys personally feel about that?
I feel like the munchies are real. You definitely...
The munchies are real.
Yeah. Hungry. I mean, like, I can't lie, I'm not hungry right now because obviously I ate before we did this podcast, right? But I'm pretty sure in an hour or two,
hour
and a half, I'll be like, damn, I want some ice cream.
This man wants a Frisco melt. That's what
I don't want a Frisco melt.
He's gonna say,
now
let's go to Steak and Shake. I want a Frisco melt.
I would get a milkshake
though. You guys ever been to Rita's over here?
No.
Rita's?
No. You guys like Jeremiah's?
I do. Oh, actually, where is it? Where is it?
It's right on 46 over here.
He's right on 46 over here.
Well, actually, maybe I haven't been there.
Get on 46 over there.
You just make a left and go down by half
mile. Okay,
it's past the I-4.
Any landmarks around it, dog? Or we have to go west on 46? Just look right. You're about to head it.
You'll find it. Now that is funny as fuck, man.
Yeah.
I'm dead over here. It's like in a strip mall. It's in a strip mall over there. It's all right. So when you go past the I-4 overpass, there's a gas station. There's a 7-Eleven over there.
Yeah.
And then there's like a small, like a few small businesses, and then there's like a strip mall,
like a Tijuana Flats and shit like that over there. Yeah,
yeah. Tijuana Flats, where that is. There's a Rita's Italian Ice. It's a place that I grew up like eating there, like having. We didn't have Jeremiah's in Jersey. We had Rita's.
So it was Rita.
It was the White
Jeremiah's
Castle.
Mom?
It's White Castle, you know, like an up north thing, I guess.
Is Rita's Jeremiah's New Jersey mom?
You might. And who's Crystal? Oh,
that's theories. That's Checkers owner.
Checkers. I have a conspiracy theory about Checkers taking over 1792 in Central Florida, but we'll get into that.
Ooh, conspiracy episode. Yeah, check it out, everybody. It's episode bleep.
We'll talk about that. But you guys have to try Rita's. You really do. Like, if you guys like Jeremiah's, I feel like you'll like Rita's.
All right, we'll check it out, man. We'll check it out.
I was so close to stopping and getting some today on my way here.
Yo, but do you get munchies? Do you feel like that's real? That's a real thing, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I get munchies often.
I so get the munchies. I feel like I'll eat more, for sure. Like, if I wasn't high, I wouldn't eat that much.
Yeah, so it helps you with your appetite.
It definitely does help me with my appetite.
Yeah. It helps with my appetite a little bit, too. Can't lie.
That's one of the benefits.
It is. Yeah.
Gotta smoke some, eat some.
Then I drink a lot of water, and then I'm like, I'm
drink
good.
Some water.
It's, I don't know, because I feel like if I eat before I smoke, then I don't necessarily get super I don't get the super munchies, you know what I'm saying? But then if I haven't eaten, like normally when we record, I haven't eaten dinner beforehand. There was that one time I got a PDQ, and that was a disappointment with that nasty honey sandwich. Y'all fucked that sandwich up, man. I don't know what.
You gotta go for the chicken tenders, bro.
Honestly, I got the chicken tenders, and they were not hitting. They were not hitting.
Man, you just a hater, dog.
I felt like the chicken tenders was like microwaved.
I can't lie. I can't lie. I've had bad meals from PDQ, but there's been some times where I've gone like for lunch when I worked around one, and that shit fucking slap, bro. That shit hit. I was like, damn, dog. Let me get the five.
They do have some good chicken tender meals. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just at the end of the day, it's fried chicken and, you know, french fries.
Yeah, I get it.
But they, like, they hit. They hit. They didn't hit that with that honey sandwich. That shit was a big miss.
No, I got that honey sandwich too, and I was not. See? I was not.
Mm-mm. That shit was a big miss. That was the third strike, ninth inning. You're out.
Yeah, I didn't even finish it.
Big miss.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah, because I was starving. Oh. But all, I was saying that to say that normally, past few times I haven't eaten dinner, and I've come here, we record, we smoke. Then on my way home, I'm like, oh. The munchies hit.
Let me get that Fresco out.
I'm gonna get the Fresco out. That's what you're thinking, right?
There was a Steak and Shake.
See, you're addicted.
Where I lived,
I'm not addicted. I'm saying that's what he was thinking. Look, no lie, I'm pretty sure that happened in like a good and bad. Davey popped up on Mark's shoulders, and there they both were like, "Get the Fresco out."
Nah, because I always forget about the one at the mall, and I also don't know what time that one closes.
It's open all night.
24 hours.
All night long.
24 hours?
All night.
All right. Nah, I haven't I haven't really thought about Steak and Shake, cuz I don't go to the mall over there, and then
I never go to that mall.
Then the I have no reason to stop in Orange City, so I'm like, fuck that. But normally it's like Taco Bell, like, bruh.
Ooh, so bad. I bet your asshole burning when you wake up in the morning.
I don't be pouring. Yo, why you always have to? Always wilding out.
Why you always have to say out, some man. Like crazy shit?
he's just always
always from left field, dog.
No, because honestly, I had Taco Bell. I felt like yesterday, and I feel like it's still hitting me today, man. And I was thinking about that every time I was in the bathroom today. I was like, man, I think it's that Taco Bell from yesterday.
It's either that. You be drinking what? A gallon of water a day?
I've been drinking like a lot of water lately. But I also been having like a cup of coffee. And I think John, ever since he brought up that whole like, man, coffee go right through me. I'm like, man, I don't think it goes through me. And then ever since that happened, I drink coffee and now that shit go right through me, dog.
So you're on a diet right now of Taco Bell coffee and water?
No. I drink a lot of coffee. I just had cleaning yourself out. I had Taco Bell for lunch. Yesterday, okay. So I was okay, like, all right. But yeah, man. Back to what?
That's funny as hell.
You
funny,
get Taco man. Bell for your munchies, yes. Craving.
Or Wendy's. Sometimes I'll just crave like a chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
You know, I might go.
I don't
get
have many options, honestly.
We got that Andy's right there, and I haven't tried that yet. And I hear nothing but good things from that. There's always a long ass line at a certain time.
Once.
Is it good?
Yes, I mean. It's ice cream.
It's just ice cream. Okay.
Like,
honestly, I was like,
no, for real though. Service is nice. If you were to go, like, get munchies right now, anything, what would it be right now?
Oh, man. Go to.
What would hit the motherfucking
munchies or like a meal?
I would consider that both. To be honest with you. Yeah, but sometimes you're in a mood for a meal. Yeah.
Oh fuck! You put me on the spot there.
Damn, dog. Well, I mean, like sometimes I make a sandwich.
Sandwich. That's fair. Sandwiches are always
sandwich, yeah,
that's like an example of like a meal.
Why not? You know.
What's
or sometimes
sandwich?
I hit that.
Yeah. What kind of that, sandwich you going for?
Oh, you know the ham and cheese on that. On that pan sobao.
Okay. Yeah, more like my ham and cheese.
I see.
What are you talking sandwiches? About? I make them myself too. Yo, when we first moved into our place, I remember I made a sandwich at least one time a day for like 2 weeks straight. I was like, "Is that all you make?" I'm like.
This is my place. I can make whatever I want.
Oh my God.
I'm going to make myself a sandwich. That's what I want right now.
Yo, it was she like sandwich.
She checked the cookbook back on him and it was just
back,
sandwich.
Sandwich. Sandwich.
I love sandwiches.
One recipe in Davey's cookbook and it's yo, a sandwich.
It was like we would get a bon sauval one day and it'd be gone the next day. Because well, he used
that's
like
only that's only four sandwiches because like, I take at least half every
hey,
time.
Hey, I'm going to cook dinner tonight really and it's just two sandwiches.
No, I make sandwiches for myself. She if she I'm asked dead. For one, I would I'm make dead. Her one, but I made it for myself.
I'm
so
dead. Guys, just sandwiches. Yeah. Sometimes grilled cheese. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Get crazy.
I love grilled cheese, though.
Oh, man.
Grilled cheese. Yo, if you can make a bomb-ass grilled cheese, throw it my way. Any listeners, you guys want to ever make me a grilled cheese sandwich?
Bro,
please be my guest.
I'll be
the gut. I want to be like a guest judge for like grilled cheeses, and then I'm probably gonna be going to the bathroom for the next 3 days straight.
Yo, you're dumb.
What is wrong with your bowels?
I might be lactose intolerant, but I love grilled cheese that much, and that's why I've been.
Oh
I'll
gosh,
make sure to burn.
Baby.
I'll make sure to burn. Yo, Pete, that's what I'm saying. People burn sometimes because it helps with, like, you know, like, stomach problems too all the time.
Oh, that's why you be burning? Okay.
Maybe.
Hey, man, shout out
to you. We all have our reasons.
You burn for your digestive bowel issues, I guess.
What about you, Naomi?
That gut health.
For munchies.
Let me think. I love ice cream. Yeah. I really do. I love ice cream.
You go one place right now where you get, you going to Andy's?
We haven't been
I've never
yet.
Been there. I've never been there to say.
We can't judge you yet.
But, man, I love Cold Stone. I also really, really love Jeremiah's, too. It depends on what kind of ice cream I want. Like,
yo, you used to work at Cold Stone, right?
I did. I worked at Cold Stone for a summer.
Really?
I remember yeah. every time I'd be like, yo, show me your...
the one right there, too.
Show me your knife, your scooping skills and stuff. You know how, like, they get the scoop of ice cream, they throw
yeah,
it on that
like
Cold Stone,
two,
and
you say, fuck it. Freeze your entire countertop and then start doing Cold Stone right there.
Oh, my God.
So because
it's
literally
it's
a
honestly
frozen
the easiest thing.
That they
all you
is,
do
right?
is scoop the ice cream
that's
and then,
do.
like, smash it in the middle,
you
put
mash
all
it.
The ingredients, and then like mix it all up, like form it back into a ball, and then put it back into the cup.
And that's it.
That's
I
it.
Love. I loved watching that shit though. Every time, like, yo, go some more, do some more.
Is it like a dessert Subway?
Almost. Kind
people
of.
Are just making
yeah.
Wait, you never been
you
a
make
Cold
it
Stone?
Right in front of them. Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to get your thoughts on it. Like, would you compare it to that? I mean, obviously not.
I love
I mean, I
actually,
would say
I would.
It kind of is
you
the
could,
Subway
yeah.
of ice cream.
You pull up.
Subway of ice, Cold Stone.
Are they
Subway
called,
of ice cream.
Did they call you guys artists?
You
huh?
Did they call you artists?
Artists?
Yeah. Don't they call like...
Sculptors?
Yo, doesn't Subway
yeah.
call like
yeah,
their...
sandwich
their
artists.
Sandwich artists?
Sandwich
yeah.
artists. I don't think
so. You were
so.
Ice cream artist?
Maybe.
I feel like it's kind of harder to make those rolls. You know, like the...
Oh, the ones that you like... grape and it makes it
yeah they make the ice cream
roll.
Straight from
those are
from
good.
Milk they just get the milk out and they pour it on and it like
milk?
It's a really cold
yeah
milk?
You never been to one
milk?
Of those
milk?
Rolled ice
milk?
Cream
is that how they say in New Jersey?
No.
Oh my God,
can I get some water and some milk
water.
Some milk nah, milk that's what is that Wisconsin
yo,
John, what is that Wisconsin
say that?
Where the fuck was he from? Michigan? Minnesota?
Michigan?
I don't know.
It's a Malk?
He's a Malk, yeah.
Who is this?
A
who
former,
said this?
A former coworker of ours. He's Malk.
And he said Malk.
People say that.
Yo, Virginia?
Can I get some chocolate Malk? Yo, from the VA?
Malk, yeah.
Oh, what the
Anna,
hell?
Anna says milk is a weird way, too.
It's because she's Canadian.
Yeah, I know.
She says a lot of words kind of weird. Nah, not a lot of them, but it's kind of funny.
Canadians.
Yeah, shout out.
To,
you guys are
they're
so
always,
nice.
They're always smoking weed, too.
It's funny whenever I see an article about something bad that happens there, which is actually pretty recent. I mean, pretty frequent. And I'm like, those people are supposed to be really nice.
What, in Canada?
Yeah, Canada. Every time I see like some crazy shit that happens over there, I'm like, damn, y'all just put up a front, huh? Y'all really bad too.
I mean, there's bad people everywhere.
That is true. Yeah, yeah. I get
yeah,
it. I
there's
get it.
Bad people everywhere.
Those people need to all smoke weed.
Yeah. Probably.
Maybe.
Very
yeah,
good chance.
I don't know.
Very good chance.
All right. Maybe not some of y'all. Mark said.
I mean, you know.
I get it.
Maybe they just need to stay clean for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get clean first.
Oh, man. That is funny as hell.
Damn, so would you say it's a gateway drug for those people then?
No, but, I mean, if you have a bad habit, say you're smoking crack, right? You're trying to go clean. You're not going to start smoking weed. Like, if you...
Maybe.
Well, if you go into, like, a rehab, right, to get clean, yeah, they're not going to be like, okay, have you tried smoking weed instead?
No, you go, like, up and be like, yeah, that's called California Sober.
Oh, that the, my. That,
that's an actual thing, yeah.
That's California thing? Sober.
Yeah.
Look, I need to figure I'm this
looking
out.
Looking it up.
Yeah, California yo, Google sober. That shit, dog.
Look at Davey.
Like, it's California? Like a phrase. It's not like an actual, like, yeah, California Sober.
It's a song by Demi Lovato.
Well, yeah, what's crazy about it is Demi Lovato talked about
that,
it.
And no, that's how you know about it.
That is how I know about it.
You listening to Demi Lovato?
I was. She was on the Joe Rogan podcast. I was like, oh, she's talking about this
shit.
What
is California Sober and is it right for you? Wow.
What is a California Sober?
For those who want to cut back.
Usually means that someone avoids all drugs but marijuana and alcohol.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, but that's Urban Dictionary.
That's so funny. Urban
Dictionary. I mean, that's probably close to the actual meaning.
It is, but I think it's minus the alcohol part.
For a lot of stuff.
But yeah, but back to what I was saying is that they should go clean. Is like,
yeah, totally off everything. Yeah,
like, you know, clean out your system. Your body is a temple.
I can't lie, but I think if they're having trouble and they want to do something, like, just stick. I would say just do the weed.
Just smoke the pot.
Yeah, but if you feel like...
Smoke four marijuana.
Feel like the weed's going to get them back onto heavier things, then, you know, that's why the argument of it being a gateway drug is still open, you know? If you play, like, devil's advocate here.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so either. But I'm just saying. Probably be a great California way to quit sober. Drugs. Yeah. California Sober, everybody. Check it out.
Listen to California Sober by Demi Lovato.
Yo, you like Demi?
David, yo, I would be like,
found out about this
I'd be
word.
Like, "Ayo, that's John, play that California Sober by Demi Lovato," and he'd be like, "Fuck no."
That is some wild shit.
What the heck, Davey?
Remember my Alexa idea, but it's a John.
Oh.
Oh,
damn, guys. That's one of my ideas. Everybody, you can't take it.
One of his high ideas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a high idea.
My ideas.
High ideas. That's a new segment coming to you next week, everybody.
We need to copyright that. High ideas.
High ideas. And,
it's probably already been copyrighted.
The Alexa. Oh, you think so?
Probably.
High ideas. It's just too good that someone else has probably already thought of it.
High ideas.
Yeah.
We're just going to start asking him for his ideas.
Yeah. I'll just.
Yeah, what are your ideas?
He's just a wild boy.
No, I think that's a good idea.
He's like if Donnie Thornberry grew up and like.
You had some high ideas.
Davey is Donnie Thornberry.
Yo, who?
Grew up and like learned.
Oh, man.
Speak learned English and wasn't a wild man. Yo. There's someone I know who hates the Wild Thornberrys. I forgot who it is. They're like, yo, that's the worst show
ever.
They're
just a hater.
Yeah, them haters, though.
That was always such a cool show.
I forgot who it is. And it's like, whenever they told me that, I was like, you don't like the Wild Thornberrys? Like, nah, it's the worst show ever. It might be Stefan, everybody. I'm going to throw him on there real quick.
That is funny. Yeah, Davey's Donnie Thornberry.
I am dangerous. I wake up feeling dangerous.
Sometimes I wake up feeling dangerous.
Oh, wow. He said that with very, like, he looked off into the lost future. He's like, oh, shit. Sometimes I wake up feeling dangerous, too.
Nah, it's, sometimes I wake up feeling dangerous.
I'm
That's
done.
Funny. It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I didn't take that from anybody either. I totally made that up right now.
Another idea.
No, I took it from somebody.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up feeling dangerous.
Man.
But I was watching the other night. I got pretty baked, and I was watching Harry Potter.
Yo, I noticed that. Yo, he watched all of them except for, oh no, you up to like seven.
I haven't watched the last one.
Yeah,
the last one.
I saw that.
I've
and I was like,
yeah,
I want to do that. It's on HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max.
I have yet to see the last one. That's the only one I haven't watched, but I want to watch all of them again. Did you like it?
Yeah,
Mark's high review, everybody.
No, I mean, Harry Potter, it's the great movies, you know. I'm not one of those crazy fanatics. Like, it's like,
you don't need to.
I get it. I get the fandom behind it, you know.
Yeah.
I fucking dressed up as a character from Game of Thrones for Halloween. Like, I get I get the antics of
that Game of Thrones fandom. That's another breed right there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know. But yeah, it's good movies, great movies. Entertaining. The entertainment value is always there.
Have you seen all of them already? This is your, like, how many times have you done this?
This is my first time watching all of them consecutively.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, but you've seen every movie individually?
I've seen every movie individually, but this is my first time watching. Like, every night I've been watching a Harry Potter movie.
Nice.
Did it, like, if you realize, like, that first Harry Potter movie came out when we were really, really young. And I remember I watched it when I was, like, you know, a bit older, maybe, like, in high school or a little bit after. And I was like, man, this feels nostalgic for some reason.
Yeah.
Watching it.
Yeah, for sure. I felt like it touched a part of my brain that it unlocked a part of my brain. And I was like, oh, shit, that whole entire section of my life occurred. And I completely blanked it out.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch them all.
Shout out to childhood trauma.
But do you think, but you were high when you watched these movies, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't been watching. I said consecutively. I haven't been watching them every night.
Yeah.
But like every other night, I'll watch one of the Harry Potter movies.
Do you feel like watching it high, like, intensifies, like, the effects of the movie, or not like really. Oh my god!
I feel like I'm more in like paying attention to the finer details of the movie.
Yeah.
I
got you. Which one do you think is your favorite though?
Do you feel like it, like, I would say, like, elevates your heart rate sometimes because you're high? So you're like, if there's an exciting part, you're like, oh shit! Like it like affects like the feeling your feelings at that time.
Actually, that's a very good question, and I feel like my answer is yes on that, because I feel like I could. I feel like I have more empathy towards the characters and their situations.
Got you.
You know, because it's all a fucked up storyline, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been watching that while I was high. I stopped watching the Magician, the magic dude on Netflix. I finished that.
That's a good movie to transition to.
Oh, hey.
I didn't even
think about that one. But yeah, that show is fucking great. That dude is like a genuinely good dude, and he's a magician. He's a fucking real life wizard.
So what's the name of the show though, real quick, for our audience?
Oh, fuck,
so
we check it out. Idea.
Oh, well, it's on Netflix, guy.
It's Magic for Humans.
Yeah, something like that. So
Magic for Humans, I think it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
True.
It's on Netflix. It is. It's the guy's name is Justin, I think. Magic for Humans. Yes.
Okay.
And his name is Justin Willman. He seems like a great person on camera.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Hopefully he's a good person in real life. And he's a fucking magician. But like, I get it.
I think we've seen an episode, and he does blow your mind.
Yeah,
like you'd be like, what?
Sometimes, like, I get magic is all sleight of hand, right? Like, this man made a baby appear out of nowhere.
Yeah,
that's not sleight of hand.
Remember when he went to the nudist camp and he was sitting on a towel, like butt ass naked?
Oh,
and
it happened
he got off of the towel. And the chick's card that she had it played in her head was like the sweatpants sweat mark from his ass
sweat stains
was a fucking like 8 of diamonds.
If you're high at home or you're looking for something to watch Magic for Humans.
Yeah, that shit.
Some
is
of that
good.
Shit will truly, truly
blow
your mind. And you're gonna be like, am I high as fuck right now, or is this like it's real magic? I believe wizards are real now.
It's magic.
It makes you wonder, like, if you try to learn magic as a kid, would you be that good, you know?
Maybe.
Did you ever try any quirky things as a kid? Not like the normal sports and things, like, oh, I'm going to pick up this hobby, and like yo-yoing, right? Like,
a lot of kids I knew did that yo-yo.
Yeah, I know. They did that shit in homeroom in high school. throwing yo-yos across
the
classroom.
Oh, you used to do like a...
And they're doing fucking like...
A whole routine with your yo-yo?
No, not me. I was not... No.
But, Mark was really good with the yo-yos.
I was not. But yeah, they would like do off-string yo-yo tricks and like throw the yo-yos, like someone's holding a string over here, another one over
crazy.
There. And they would just launch it across the classroom and catch it and do tricks and shit. Did you ever do any weird, any quirky things as a kid, either of you?
Honestly, I just played a bunch of sports. I don't think I did anything like
just a weird hobby. It doesn't even have to necessarily be like an activity. just like something weird that you did, like collect, you know, fingernails or kids are weird.
What?
Kids are weird as fuck. Like,
I used to get Elmer's glue and like put glue in the
here we go,
like in your desk. You know how like when you have like the holes for like a pencil or something like that, okay, or something like that. I would fill that shit with Elmer's glue and let it dry, and then I'd be like, I would rip it out and be like that a mold of that hole. And I don't know, I found fucking joy in that. All shit.
All right, hey, but that's what I'm talking about. There's just like these weird things that kids do when you're a kid. Naomi, you never did any weird shit, like collected anything weird, listened to like what people deem weird music. This is a shout out to all the weird people out there. So,
I mean, I find myself as a pretty weird person, but I really can't remember me doing some weird thing as a kid. So,
I remember I did have that whole phase where I had the whole bang swoop thing.
Oh, your emo phase?
I don't know if that would be considered emo. It was just like XD.
You listen to a lot of Paramore?
She said RAR XD.
Uh-huh. What'd you say? RAR XD?
RAR XD, that
nah,
is funny.
I never said RAR like, XD, but...
RAR,
but
and
XD
then like
was a thing.
XD, which is like the smiley kind of face.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, shout out to you.
RAR!
This is a message
I never said
RAR,
but...
What would you say?
XD. Embrace your weirdness. No, but I used to...
Y'all was the ones that said that. I showed you one picture one time, and y'all was flaming me for that shit.
We were raw XD. That's funny.
I didn't know there was a word for that.
That's funny. Cool. Yeah, it's a whole generational thing.
Yeah.
No, but for me, like, I never did magic. Fun fact: my brother, he tried doing magic. He like bought a few like magic starter kits.
For real?
And was doing like card tricks and shit like that. Yeah.
Which brother was this again?
My brother Noel.
Noel.
That's funny.
For me, I always wanted to learn how to do balloon animals.
It for
just,
real?
Yeah, just something like I knew how to do very basic balloon animals. I wasn't really good at it, but like, you know, it was just a little fun trick.
Did you do any animals. Giraffes?
Yeah, giraffes and dogs are the same thing. It's just a matter of a long tail or a long neck.
Yeah.
Same exact balloon animal. Those are the easiest ones to do.
Could you do one right now?
If you had balloons, yeah, I could.
For real, you'll hire Mark to be your balloon artist?
Do not hire me.
No, hire him to be your clown for your party.
Do not hire me to be a clown.
It would be awesome.
But,
damn, I'm going to ask that for my birthday one year.
No, please pull up with the balloons.
In high school, I was in early childhood development, and for one of the teachings of one of the classes, I actually dressed up. There's a picture of me out on the internet somewhere. It's gonna come back and haunt me. Of me painted like a clown, like I'm dressed like a clown, makeup on my face.
I think I've seen this photo before.
Yeah, it's really bad makeup. Like we just did that shit on the fly. It was just something weird I did, like balloon animals.
But the little preschoolers.
Yeah, that's funny.
Was Emma in the... In
Emma
in the,
was.
Oh, yeah. She was in there too?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. She's a good kid.
You got to look at... You got to take care of Emma while you were in high school, right?
Yep.
That's what her basement was. That's
my parents got... They paid for babysitting that was essentially also given for free.
Wow.
It's like, oh, you know... I mean, they paid to put her in the school, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
And I don't know how we got into this conversation of weird things.
No, we were talking about just weird quirks that you do when you were young. You know, we're talking about yo-yos and shit, yeah.
How did we get here?
Oh, shit. How did we get here?
Wow,
I'm really curious.
Yeah, we're all high right now. Just like our listeners, hopefully.
Man.
Oh, but yeah, so...
So we're watching Yo-Yo Tricks right now, and that's all I got.
All right, well.
I'm lost right now. I'm super smacked.
Well, everybody, you're probably equally as smacked as this. That just, I guess, makes us all buds. We're all buds
all
here,
buds,
everybody.
We're all buds here.
But we the three buds, everybody.
And so I think that's going to be a wrap for this week, folks. That's all we got on the docket. It was a messy docket this week.
You know, so it was like a controlled mess. Like, we're looking, it's just like a table full of just a bunch of shit.
It's like a puzzle. Like, you know, yeah, the picture's there. It's just a matter of
scrambling. Yeah, you look in that little pile, you know what's in that pile. Then you look in this pile, you know what's in that pile. It's, man, it's a mess, but it's still like, you know, together.
That is a great.
Wow, Davey.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thanks for giving me the whole image in my brain.
Yeah, I needed that.
That's what I'm here for, everybody.
Shout out to you. But Image that is Davey. It for the that is it for the Three Buds Pod this week. We enjoy all of our listeners who have tuned in. If you are still tuned in, huge shout out to you. We appreciate the support. We hope you laughed along with us and had a good time.
Yeah, and remember, just stay positive. And stay positive. You know, keep the vibes.
Spread love.
Yeah, definitely spread that love.
Take
you know,
care of yourself.
Exactly. Take care of your mental. You know, self-care. Do some yoga.
We need people to recycle. Pick
Drink
up your trash.
Your water.
Please recycle. Do your part for society and community. Yeah, be courteous.
Be thankful. Be grateful.
Exactly. Remember, everybody has personal battles. You know, so just be a light in this world.
There you go. Oof. 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 Take me to church, baby.
Ooh, somewhere out, some writers out there like, ooh, I couldn't have been saying better than myself.
But yes, we definitely appreciate it. Spread love. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, damn, we both said the same thing. Peace.
And keep moving forward. Yeah, that's not original.